Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In partnership with Wondery, the creators of Next Big Idea and Business Wars, comes the School of Greatness podcast with Lewis Howes. The School of Greatness is the best place to learn how to dream bigger, live better, and make an impact. Every week, the School of Greatness features conversations with world-class game changers and dives into topics from entrepreneurship and inspiration to health and relationships. Get ready to learn the wisdom, skills, and tools to write your own story. You're about to hear part of an inspirational interview Lewis did with Kobe Bryant. In a special conversation, the basketball legend opened up about overcoming failure, staying humble, and reaching for excellence in everything you do. As you're listening, subscribe to the School of Greatness with Lewis Howes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you are listening right now.
Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and I want to give you a quick clip from an interview I did with the amazing Kobe Bryant. This is one of my favorite interviews I've ever done, and I've done over 900 episodes on the School of Greatness podcast. And I had such an honor and a privilege to sit down with this icon, this legend, not only in sports, but business and as a father. And in this episode, he truly dives in and talks about what it takes to become a champion and build a championship team. He talks about his dedication to his family and what love means to him. He talks about his definition of greatness and the Mamba mentality. This is all about the mindset and life approach post his NBA career. And some of the most influential people in the world said this was the greatest interview he's ever done because of what he's about to share right now. I hope you enjoy this clip with the inspirational Kobe Bryant.
That's all we got to do.
Yeah.
Go down home, 3-2. Win two. We're NBA champions. All we got to do is win two games in a row. That's it. We'll take care of the first game, and I promise you, they're not winning game seven on our home floor. It's not happening. So we all just laughed about it. And then we went out and we figured it out. But that game seven was, we're down 15 points in the fourth quarter, right? And that's when you have to collectively look at each other and say, you know, the spirit of your team must be good. Because at that moment is when teams fracture. If the energy amongst each other isn't there, that trust isn't there, you're done. Mm. And we were able to collectively dig deep together and say, all right, we're going to figure this thing out.
Wow.
And I wasn't playing well. I wasn't shooting the ball well at all. And so my teammates
picked you up and they delivered.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. I saw on Instagram that you're up at like 4 a.m. lifting by yourself in the dark. And again, you've had one of the most incredible careers, arguably of all time, made all the money in the world, got a freaking Oscar now. You've got all these other things happening, and yet you're still waking up, or at least you're in the gym at 4 a.m. working out, and you just turned 40, yeah. Right? Which, congratulations,
thank
by the way.
Thank you.
I hope I look as good as you. Why still wake up that early and train at this level in your life right now?
There's several factors for that. Like when I first retired, let myself go a little bit.
Really? You got a little?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
got
yeah.
A little chubby life?
Oh, it was awesome.
You enjoyed everything.
Oh, man, I'm eating.
What?
In and out, well, man. Bring it to me. Let's go. Steak? Oh, let's go. Right? Milkshakes? Let's do it.
Yeah,
let's do it. And then the challenge was, okay, can I get back in shape?
Oh.
And it's really hard because there's no end goal.
There's no game. There's no season. There's no.
Right. So how do you motivate yourself to do it?
How do you?
And so for me, it was like, okay, I have to aim for something. Mm. So I said, I want to aim for size. I want to aim for bulk, right? So that's a tangible thing. I'm going to go for that, right? But then also, it's, you know, my children. Because, like, you know, your kids can't see how hard you work. You go to the office, I come in the studio, they don't really see the effort, right? So how can we teach our children what it means to work hard? Well, you do it through training. So when I get up in the morning, my daughter goes with me.
4 a.m.?
4 a.m. My 15-year-old goes with me. She goes with me before school, and it becomes a daddy-daughter thing.
That's cool.
She just got her permit, so she drives in the morning. It becomes a cool thing, right? But through that process, she understands the value of hard work and things taking time. And the same thing with my 12-year-old, right? She practices every day, right? And so it's through those behaviors is where I find the motivation to do it.
Mm. And what brings you the most joy right now?
Being with my family.
Really?
That is, man, that is the most fun. It's just, you know, it's hanging out with them all summer, being able to do things that I ordinarily couldn't do.
Yeah.
Because of training, because of season and stuff like that. So being around them and watching Bianca grow up, because there are a lot of things that I missed with Natalia and Gianna because I was playing. So being there every day with them is so much fun, man. So it brings me the most joy.
That's amazing. And what does love feel like for you?
What does love feel like? Happiness is such a thing. I would describe love as happiness. I think I'd describe it as a beautiful journey.
Mm.
You know, it has its ups and downs. Right, whether it's in marriage, whether it's in the career, things are never perfect. But through love, you continue to persevere and you move through them. You move through them. And then through that storm, beautiful sun emerges.
Yeah.
And inevitably, another storm comes. And guess what? You ride that one out too. So I think love is a certain determination and persistence to go through the good times and the bad times with the someone or something that you truly love.